And them heel flies ain't been here too long. When I was a boy, there's flies on the back. But I was talking about the Joe Woods and that old man, Dave Hendricks. And Dave Hendricks explained that to me, what happened. It's a cross between our fly and the western fly. People got to shipping western cattle here, you see, out west. Well, this is a mix. Our old flies are just a regular cattle fly, and they'd just cover their back up, but they'd do lay eggs or something in there and make great big old wobbles as big as your finger in their back. And then next spring, they'd have to get them out. Or,
was that kind of a bump?
Yeah, just a worm, great big worm, as big as your finger. I know, we'd catch them and squeeze them out. Well, them makes them, that breaks the fly. Well, what happened, he said, what Dave Hendricks said, the county agent, he said this was a cross between the western fly and our fly that caused these heel flies. And they'll get around the cow's heels, you know, and they'll run. They'll just go through fences or anything. You just run them crazy. They're after mine. Now, that generally comes in May and June, and then it's all over. But now then, there's a face fly that comes after that. And that's what gives cattle the pink eye. This lot of people have that. We had trouble with it. Cattle go blind with it. They'll just work around. They're worse on white-faced cattle than they are black ones. And these eyes will just inflame, you know, and they'll go plumb blind. And we had one last summer here. It went plumb blind. Got a boy down here. He's a pretty good vet. Keeps medicine. He come up here, and she's wild. She'd run into the barn, the fence. He brung his boy and son-in-law, and they couldn't get her in the barn. She couldn't see, but she couldn't get close enough to her to get a hold of her. And them boys lassoed her, you know, and put a rope over her neck, and two of them held her, and he give her a shot and put some stuff in her eye, and she's all right. But they will. I've seen them at the stockyards with their eyes and bust.
Is that right?
And get so bad, you know, their eyes and bust. But they've got a remedy for that now, if you can get it in time. But the longer it lasts one, the worse it gets. They'll finally go out, and some of them never come back. Their eyes will get up there and get to a place where they'll bust. And when they're bust, the sight never comes back anymore.
At the barn, the place where the cows go, there might be a little extension out from the barn where they can walk in under. What do you call that?
A what?
Oh, it's a little roof that kind of comes out from the barn.
Well, they call it a lot of shed.
Okay, that's what I wondered. Sure. Well, that's called different things. I know that sounds silly, but some people call it.
Well, we'd call that here and that sheds. Everybody in here, I've got two barns. One of them got sheds and the other thing. But them sheds now I've some got down here, and there's two sheds. Of course, one of them's open and the other's got hay in it. But these cows will go in there and lay, you know, keep salt in there. You lay, use block salt, you know, and if you leave it out in the rain, it don't last as long as it does. You put it in the dry, if you can put it in the dry, it'll last twice as long as it will out in the rain. Salt will melt, you know, if you get a puddle of water, it won't melt too bad from the rain, but it'll melt if it gets water around it. I used to keep cattle down in the bottom when the creek would overflow, and maybe I'd lose a whole block of salt at one time, and you just melt overnight where the water gets over it, you know.
When the hogs use the barn, when you let them right into the barn?
You could let them go in the barn, but now that is mean. That is just almost the last chance. You get the hogs in your barn, the fleas will get so bad they'll eat you up. You can't go to the barn without the fleas getting all over you. We used to get into that. Quit putting them in the barn if you're going in the barn. Hogs create fleas and they create flies.
When they went in the barn, though, did you call that? And you mentioned the word stable, and I just wondered.
Well, that's a stable that you keep your cattle in. These big stables, some barns are bigger than others. These down here is big stables. It's an old barn. They're big stables. They're bigger than the stables out in this barn. That's where you put them in, got a door to them, and shut them up.
Did you ever call that a hog stable?
No, maybe if we had a certain stable down there that we'd keep a hog in, we'd call it down there in the stable where the hog stayed or something
like that.
Hog lot. We've got a lot right out here now, and we always kept hogs out there, and we still call it the hog lot. It's got 2 acres in. Still call it the hog lot.